give a straight answer to it, but just think like we don't see it as being hungry or that, like we wouldn't see it as a job or a need to stay hungry. We just love it, like we the enjoyment going out training, like whether it be like the hardest drills or the toughest sessions are nearly the sessions we enjoy the most, because like we nearly enjoy going to the well the whole time, and you're it's nearly like a nearly a getaway from life most of the time, you know, training there and stuff. It's you get to park what's going on in the real world, say, and just go with your friends and just have a bit of fun. And even going into every game and even going in towards next year, like lads are already nearly excited to get back and get training, like, and just have the crack and have the bit of fun again, like.
The Maroon and White Pod brought to you by CityLink. For bookings, timetables, updates, and any other information, head to citylink.ie. So delighted now to be joined in part one of the show by St. Thomas's All-Ireland winning hurling manager, Kenneth Burke. Kenneth, when you hear those words, All-Ireland winning hurling manager, how does it feel?
It's surreal, I suppose. A week later now, and kind of sinking in, I suppose. And yeah, delighted for the whole parish and the club, and a lot of work has gone into it down through the years, not just the management team at the moment. And it's just a great feeling around the place at the moment, for everyone is so delighted, giving them such a boost. And even the support we got in Galway has been massive as well, so we're delighted for that. And yeah, it is. I suppose after a few days, you're not really, it's kind of surreal, like I said, and did we really get over the line? So you're kind of in the game, you're just, and afterwards, you're just over the moon. The emotions are high, and to win a game like that by 1 point, and yeah, we're just delighted, like.
For yourself to do it as a player and a manager, and the last time you won it, your father was obviously over the team. How does that feel for you personally?
Yeah, it's nice, I suppose, it's a personal thing, but yeah, to be honest, I don't really think about it that much. And for me, taking the job initially was trying to get us back to an All-Ireland, or trying to get us back to be challenging for any. Obviously, if you win Galway, and it's a big challenge as it is. So I knew there was potential there at the time that the group could try and get another one. And I suppose the 2 losses and semi-finals were probably steep learning curve for us and myself as a management team, and we learned, definitely learned from that. And I suppose that kind of got us the resolve and the guys that to keep coming back and finally get over the line the last day. It's a great feeling, I suppose. You playing and managing, it's a different scenario. You're as a player, you kind of just look after yourself and try and get yourself prepared for the whole for the equation, and get your own performance right. I suppose management, you have to get everything ready for preparation. And but a good, like, good guys around us, like, and even the back of the club, like, they got so much done during the week. And no, it's a massive feeling, and delighted, like I said, to get over the line.
Just on the celebrations itself, there's a lot of videos going around, people up on shoulders, lots of singing going on. What was all that like?
Yeah, the few days after now were pretty amazing, right? The boys just said non-stop, like. And I suppose the relief, and there was more relief for a lot of them, and they were just delighted, and they enjoyed themselves. Like, they train hard and they party hard as well, some of them. So they delighted with them that they really enjoyed it. And at the end of the day, if you didn't enjoy it, why would we be doing it? And that's really it. Like, to try and get days like that and enjoy it with your families and friends, and lots of guys from our own local clubs were around as well. And they, like that, like I said earlier, the support we had was immense. Like, so we're delighted that it brought a bit of joy for a few days to people around the place.
Before we get into the match, you yourselves have been the benchmark of St. Thomas as a club, but you look overall what the club have achieved this year, an under 20 title, your juniors nearly got to a final, the girls won the Camogie, like fantastic year when you look at all that across the board.
Like, we'd the social last night, and the Camogie written there, Mayfield is a fantastic team for them, and they're back up senior A, and they'll be pushing the young team there as well. So yeah, for the club, obviously it's going well at the moment, very strong. And I suppose winning breeds winning, and people want to get involved, and it's probably easier to get people involved and get people rowing in to help out. And like, it's taken a long time to even challenge or get there, and there's a lot of heartache and bad days. Like, when I started off, it was intermediate, and we lost 3 or 4 semi-finals, and we we're thinking, would you ever get out into media? Never mind win a senior title. So it takes a long time, and it doesn't happen. And there is a lot of work along the way, and it starts with the younger guys. We're obviously very lucky. We had a lot of kind of a core group that came together, and that was kind of the mainstay of the team the last 10 or 12 years. And older guys at the time that were there, and very lucky the younger guys come in. So obviously we won a few, and then the younger guys are looking up and they're like, "Well, I want to be part of that." And it keeps them, I suppose, to stick around. A lot of clubs of guys leaving and emigrating, and we've been lucky that way that no one has really gone. And it keeps everyone here, and it keeps them. They think, okay, we stay here, we have a chance maybe to get to a semi-final or final, and see how far we go from there. Like so, and again, it takes a lot of resources in the background to keep that going as well. Like in fairness, the pitches have been up in Thomas's are in good nick, and we've lights there now, and everything is there for us. So we're delighted in the shape we're in at the moment, and there's a lot of development plans in the pipeline as well. So hopefully we keep building and we keep challenging at the top table. And even if we're not winning, if we just keep at the top table and keep challenging, we'll be happy with that.
Just on a whole this year at the start, a couple of your players at different times have mentioned that you've been doubted at some stages. But this year, at the start of the Galway Championship, there's obviously a lot of talk about Loughrea at the start of this championship that they were favourites in some people's eyes. Did that motivate you in somewhat?
Yeah, probably did motivate the players, and that they're probably written off, and like they're not. I know there's a few of them pushing on, but they're still relatively young guys, and I suppose they like to be to push, and they push themselves as much as they can, and like you probably have to get an angle and try and motivate them, and again, a lot of the time they self-motivate themselves, and like for us as management team, we're just trying to develop them. And I suppose they've been getting better the last few years and performing well, and the younger guys are getting better all the time, and we challenge them as well to figure things out in the field themselves. Like, and I suppose that's the biggest asset. They're able to figure things out in the field themselves when things aren't going well, and they like the chaos, and when they're in the chaos, they seem to be doing better. Like, so yeah, they're motivated guys, and I suppose they're hungry, and like that I said earlier, I suppose that desire to win kind of emulate goes trickles down to the younger lads, and they keep pushing. And like from the middle of the year, start of the year, we've had 30 guys training minimum. When the under 20s were training with us, there was nights there we'd nearly 45 lads training. It was a bit madness at the time. There was so many lads there, but like that was the kind of vibe that's there. And the older lads weren't afraid to push on the younger lads if they weren't doing what they were supposed to doing, and they lead by example. Like, so we're very lucky to have the leaders we have in the club, and everyone else rolls in behind it. Like,
Is it a challenge at all when the players then go away with the county, or does it almost feel like when those players come back, it's nearly somewhat of a new team?
yeah, like we're probably used to it at this stage that the guy's going to be gone for a few months, like, and. But yes, and it gives chances other lads to play in the league and get into challenge games and see. We can try guys out and see what they're going to do. Are they going to push on and push for a place later on in the year? Are they going to be pushing to get on as a sub? So we're lucky that we've that big panel. I've said it plenty of times before. Like, we probably wouldn't be in this position without all the guys at the back end of the panel that are pushing and training all the time and are letting us able to play training games, and keeps the standards high as well. Like, so yeah, the guys going away, that doesn't really affect us, and we can give guys an opportunity to step up. Like,
If you're to put this success of the six in a row and the All Ireland down to one thing, what is it for you?
oh, that's a tough question. Yeah, I don't know. It's probably just the sheer hunger that the group have of even not just winning. It's just trying to better themselves and see how much they can get out of themselves, and can they improve as players? Can they set the standards higher? And like, you can see them, they're probably as fit as strong as they ever were. And that's probably the bent. They just love playing hurling. They enjoy it a lot as well, which is key. If they weren't enjoying it, they wouldn't be there. So they like pushing each other. And yeah, it's an intrinsic kind of motivation for them that they want to get better, to keep developing, and obviously perform as to their maximum. And obviously, a few of them are getting older, and they know that they're not going to be at the top level for that much longer. And I suppose they're trying to get every last drop out of it. And we're lucky for us that that's the kind of people we have, and they're keeping the standard really high. And like I said earlier, it keeps the younger guys, they know what's required and what's acceptable. Like, so I think it's just the motivation for themselves that they want to perform and enjoy the hurling, and I think that's the biggest factor.
Is it more special now when you see the roll of honour for the Club All Ireland, and obviously you've achieved six in a row and there've been heartbreak in so many semi-finals, but when you just see now two All Irelands beside St Thomas's, does it do the club justice, I suppose, for all the success you've had now?
Yeah, definitely. Like, we wanted to obviously win our first one coming out of Galway. We didn't really know what to expect, and we kind of just went out and hurled and performed as best we could at the time. And obviously, we've been in semi-finals since then and haven't performed. Some days we did perform, and yeah, we're delighted to get that second one over the line. And for the club, it just kind of cements the team as probably a special team, a special group at this time. And no, delight with the boys to get their second one, and they really wanted it, and they could have. After the last 2 years, a few of them could have stepped away and said, oh, okay, we're just not going to get over the line here. So they're just the resilience in them. And like I said, the hunger in them is massive. So delighted for the boys that they got their rewards on Sunday.
You said that was an aim since the start of the year in an interview. When did you mention that the All Ireland was the aim? Was that from the very outset?
Like, we had a chat after last year, and like, we were very disappointed that the way the semi-final went last year. So, and obviously most guys were all coming back again, and yeah, you just had goals, and I suppose we're lucky that we knew if we play, perform, and train as hard as we can, and get to a county final or a semi-final and push on, try and win the Galway Championship, and then if we get out again, really go after an All-Ireland series. So, yeah, it was a goal to get back there, and obviously there's a lot of stepping stones along the way. It just didn't happen. It was, I suppose, that's just your main goal at the top, maybe, and then you obviously all your mini goals underneath to get there, and the players have their own goals to get to as well, and different lads get on the team or get on as a sub, and that kind of sets the tone for everyone else in. Like, so, yeah, we're lucky that I suppose putting that heads down as a goal is a special for the group, and thankfully they really went after it, and they didn't. They just tried to did everything for it the last year and the last 2 years. So we're delighted for them and the people in the club. So yeah, it's a special time, and we're delighted.
Was there a certain stage for you on the line when you knew that there was a big chance this was going to happen?
Yeah, like I suppose the second half, first half, we didn't probably take the right shot selections at the time, and in the Ballygunner game, I suppose we were kind of wrote off, like, and the lads said today we're just going to give everything we have, empty the tank, and I know it's a cliche, but they literally did, like, just give it, do everything you have, and if that's not good enough and they still beat us, that, well, we can say we gave everything, that's it. So, and we would have been happy with that. So, like, that game was up and down, and we're up and losing, and came back to win by or winning by a point, and then at penalties, like, and so after we got that, was a massive fill up of confidence for them, like, and there probably was that little bit of doubt, will we get over the semi-final? And once we won a game like that, it definitely gave them more confidence and belief going forward into the final. And again, I suppose flip side, you had the few, 4 or 5 weeks again to kind of reset the goal, reset the mind, and get them rested up a little bit and get a bit of training into them again and target who was coming down the line. Like, and yeah, the last day in, we the second half, obviously when James got sent off, the def. Definitely tore into it and got after every ball. And like that, we said we weren't going to get tired on day and just give everything we have, empty the tank. And if we didn't get the result, at least we said we couldn't do any more. We emptied ourselves out, do what we have to do. We said we're going to make mistakes, just keep going, go off the next ball, and just believe in yourself that you can get the next ball. And we just spoke about, don't be thinking about the result, just keep performing as best you can, keep working, keep tackling. And that's what the guys did. They just stepped up and they really got after them, and little hooks here, little tap, a little half a block, and guy just intercepts the pass. That's the small things that make the bigger things work at the end of the day. Like, so guys got good scores during the game, and no, there's numerous things during the game, but I suppose we went up 2 points, and when we went ahead, and I was thinking, okay, we can hold this on, like, and we're playing well, we were creating chances. So if we're not performing and down, definitely the doubts would have stuck came in, but the guys were performing so well, you think you can get over the line here, but you just have to stay in the moment and kind of control what's in front of you and see where we need to get better and where can we get after O'Loughlin's, where can we cause trouble for them. And that's what we kind of stayed at, and just like you said, stay in the moment, look at the performance and what we can do, and hopefully the result looks after itself. So thankfully that happened. Like,
So much chaos and madness during the game. You said yet you haven't had a chance to watch it back fully, but
watch it,
there's
yeah. Mm.
Jordan Molloy's incident, Conor Heary's incident, James' incident, Fintan's replay. Like, I suppose
Yeah.
when you are on the line, you can't control any of that.
No.
So how are you reacting when you are on the line?
Yeah, like obviously there's a few times of probably getting mad and a bit cracked and it with our things that's happening to us and stuff we're doing as well. So it's both on both sides. You're kind of trying to control it in and like, okay, what do we need to do here to can we can move a guy into a different position, or where are we in trouble, or where can we get after them? Like that's all you can do. There's nothing else you can really control after that. If you want to get messages out to the lads, it can be difficult as well. If you're trying to switch guys around, it can be very hard. Which is a problem I think Mayor Forna should come back for sure, because you can't get messages out, especially in bigger games, but anyway, that's a different issue.
Yeah.
But yeah, the madness at the time, it was fairly crazy, right? But at the time I really didn't think about it, because even people saying anything afterwards, I was kind of like, oh yeah, I remember that now, yeah. But at the time it didn't really bother me. It was like, just okay, keep going, what are we to do next? Like that was the main thing, just stay in the moment and try and make sure we got the best out of the boys.
I could see at one stage you won a sideline out near you, and you kind of brought that energy on the line to, I suppose, give the players a bit of lift. Do you think that's important when you're in such a battle?
Yeah, I think so. The small things can give them a lift and can see that it's a big moment in the game, or if lads are having that little doubt, and if they see management that's their doubt have doubts, it can creep into them as well. So that's why you have to stay so positive and keep motivating them and give them that lift. And yeah, dim little things can just keep the opposition doubts as well. Like, so you just have to keep motivating your own guys and trying to control them as best as possible. Like, so and other times you have to, there's no point getting losing the head either. You have to be stay in that moment for a second and it's gone. Next ball, what are we to do? Like, and what's our job? So, yeah, the emotion of the time can run high in a game like that. It's up and down and it's so tight. Like, so it can be hard to control it, right?
Has Aina had to buy a pint yet?
Huh? Is he
Has
in
he had to put a hand in the pocket yet since that winner?
it? I doubt it. No, I don't. Yeah, so some score now, right? To score get a point like that, time up, level game, it's crazy stuff, really. Right, the Rovers stuff, you couldn't write it. Like, if you told us that was the way it's going, the game was going to finish, you said, no way, not a chance. And you'd be giving out to my, you shooting out there, get the ball across the square, get it by recycling back out. And we had plenty of bodies up there. There was loads of lads, in fairness, they pushed up the field and they were going for like one more chance here. We'll try and get the winner, like, and I had to some score now just to get it away, but it's in the wrist. Like, he just has that little, you can swing in a tight space and get the ball away, and if he gets the connection, he'll always have a chance. Like, so yeah, it was a good score, like unbelievable score really to win the game. But obviously they still got a chance to level it, and they came back. In fact, they got the ball puck out and won the puck out and came up, and like it's heartbreak for them obviously to lose by a point. And we've had that kind of emotion, so I think a lot of guys probably definitely back again. You won't see the end of them and their young team as well, so they'll learn from that as well, no more than ourselves did down to the years. So I think it was a roller coaster, right, of a game.
Just at the end, you were talking. I heard you on the Examiner podcast. You want to embrace it and you want to stay on the pitch, but obviously the football final's happening straight after that.
Yeah.
But isn't that what it's about, like embracing it? Because there's been six in a row and there's been so many highs, but there's been dark days in All Ireland semi-finals. Like, you probably realize more than anyone in this group, like it was really about kind of living in the moment and appreciating what you achieved.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you really want to soak in them a few minutes, like the really special minutes on the field with all the players, the management, and that kind of relief and that gratitude inside each other, and they're just delighted for each other. And they're special moments. They only happen often a few times in your life in different phases of your life. So yeah, you have to just embrace it. And even speaking to the lads afterwards, like we just spoke about that. Embrace the parish and the people, and people want to talk to you and go have to chat with them and give them the time. And you know, in fairness to guys, spoke to everyone I'd say in the clubhouse that night, like, and just kind of got around everyone. Like, everyone wants to talk to them and get a piece of them, and can be hard, like in when people are dragging and pulling out of you. So I said, don't mind us, there'll be plenty of other days. We just enjoy the night and take it easy, and people have a chat with them and just talk about the game, and because they want to know what you're thinking. And in fairness to the boys, they all had good time for the people during the week. Like,
for yourself now, you're obviously going into the minor job, and it's probably only going to get busier for you now. Is the hope to stay on with Thomas's for 2024?
I don't know. Last week we said no. I was gone. That was it. But yeah, it's a bit of a conundrum at the moment. It's hard to see how I can do the two of them. Like, it's just going to be mental. Like, and it's minor will be just over, and you'll be trying to look after Thompson straight away. Then the championship won't be too far away, and they'll be obviously training before that as well, and league before that. Like, so it'll be very hard to do it. I don't know. I'm not gonna be sure in the short answer. I don't know at the moment. It'll be a tough one if to make that decision. Obviously, to win that Ireland, you want to try and stay with the group as well. But the other side, how is it actually going to work? It's obviously young kids at home and wife Emer trying to juggle all that and work life, and it'll be difficult. Like, so we'll see. We'll have a chat about with a few of them during the week, and we'll see what'll happen.
Are you looking forward to the minors now?
Yeah, looking forward to now. Yeah, we have a few weeks done, down to about 42 or 3 now. So probably we'll have to release a few more guys in the next week or two. But yes, it's going well. They're a good group, and they're willing to learn, and they're pushing hard now. Last school's games, that kind of stuff going on at the moment. So after another few weeks, obviously more few teams will be gone. So it'll kind of get them training a lot more. So I know it's good. Looking forward to now. It's going to be fairly hectic from now on. Yeah, it'll be 3 times a week on the pitch probably. And we won't feel it. We'll be about 10 weeks' time. We'll be out in April and down Kilkenny in the first round, which won't be easy. So it'll be straight into it. Yeah, be good though. It's exciting. Yeah.
Isn't it great though now for yourself to go into a role that I know it's been a year or two now where we've been in it, but to be in this Leinster Championship and to have competitive games coming up?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's great to get games, and there's loads of games. Like, you have 3 games, and you could have 7 or 8 games. It depends how far you get through. Like, so it'd be massive for them, and it'll be a massive learning curve for them, getting loads of games against top quality opposition. And you see guys who's going to perform, and you're going to probably get to see a lot of guys. So kind of if guys get injured, you have to obviously get more lads in. So it'll be great to get them games, like get into Leinster and play the top teams there, and then hopefully get onto another series after that. But it'll be a challenge, and we're looking forward to it. And once the games get started, it'll be right into it. Like, it's week on week, so there won't be much time to prepare them in between, physically wise, and just kind of getting them game plans together and looking after them, kind of keep them fresh. And so it'll be a lot of work now in the next 10 or 11 weeks to get them ready.
And just finally, before we finish, Kenneth, is there a big difference for you between going from working with a senior club team to 15 and 16 year olds now?
There is, like, yeah, it's a different kind of an obviously older guys you've kind of, and I suppose the Thomas team at that moment, they were obviously very experienced, and they knew what they had to do, when you're just kind of guiding them along in a certain extent, and they know the way they want to play a lot of the time, and just trying to tweak that. So you're going into an environment now where you're trying to get a group of guys, obviously a county team, and they don't play together, and trying to get them to play as a team, which will be difficult, and trying to get a kind of a game plan and what you expect from them in different positions. And yeah, you're like, again, some of them have developed, are stronger, some of them are smaller. So it's trying to get them all to blend together, and it will be a lot harder to get them to play as a unit. And because they're the best players in their clubs, they're probably doing everything, and now you're trying to pull them all together. And but that's the challenge, and we're looking forward to that. Like,
good stuff. Well, Kenneth, best of luck with the minors this year, and congratulations on a fantastic achievement.
Thanks, Mina Pod. Thanks.
On part two of the show, I'm now joined by two St. Thomas's players, where we have Fintan Burke and James Regan on the podcast. A week on, lads, from winning the All-Ireland. James, coming to you first, has it started to kick in yet?
Yeah, definitely. I think just the buzz around the place the last week and a bit has been unbelievable. You know, something I don't think any of us will forget. You know, we obviously had a great week last week, and we had our club social in just Saturday night gone, and just a really, really special night. We obviously got presented our medals, and the Camogie got presented their medals as well. And just a great vibe around the place, just a huge positive night for the clubs, you know. So just a whole week and a bit live long in the memory, you know. So yeah, it's unbelievable now.
Has it kicked in for you, Fintan?
Yeah, I suppose same as that. It's a long week last week, obviously celebrating and stuff, and it's probably only when you go back to normal life on Monday morning that you realize, say, what you're after achieving and what you're after winning. So yeah.
With that, lads, there was some St. Thomas's players going for 7 days, others going for two or three. The celebrations in itself, what's that actually like when you get back to the parish, James?
Actually, look at it's just, as I said, a great buzz around the place. I suppose it helps you realize what it means for everyone as well. You know, it's not obviously just the group of players and management. It's family, it's friends, it's the community, you know. And in fairness, the goodwill we've got from outside the club as well within the county has been unbelievable. You know, I think when I went back to work on Wednesday, the amount of good wishes and everything from students and staff like was unbelievable down in Claregalway College. You know, so yes, it's special for everyone involved. But as I said, there's huge goodwill from outside the community as well. You know, so yeah, it's all positive.
Fintan, you were part of the younger crew who stayed going for a while last week. What was that like?
Yeah, and one of the older lads now of the younger crew, I suppose. But I don't know, sure, it's magical, really. And I suppose we're very aware that it might never happen again, and that these times are very special. So we probably try to make the most of it. And yeah, as James said there, like the Sunday night, Sunday, Monday are probably the most special nights when you're coming back down to the clubhouse and seeing friends and family and people just genuinely delighted for you. And obviously Monday, then you're on it all day, and lads are just in good form. You know, they're just, I suppose there's so much emotion bottled up in obviously trying to get there, and the disappointing losses of say previous years, that it kind of all comes out on that Monday.
And you're the singer of the group, is it?
Yeah, James used to be, but he got sick of singing. He was so late for training so often. So I said, I better take up the mantle.
He's a bit hoarse, Paul, isn't he?
Huh?
He's a bit hoarse, isn't he?
How did you feel, James, getting the singing duties relieved?
Oh, I was only delighted. Now, anyone that knows me well knows I'm a vice of a crow, to be honest with you. So, yeah, Fintan and a couple of them are a lot better singers than I am. Darren Farrell, especially there, he really came of age there on Monday with some of the songs he sang. He was unbelievable, you know. So yeah, they're special moments. And yeah, no, I was well happy to hand over the singing duties now, to be honest with you.
What day did you enjoy the most of the celebrations?
I suppose every day is nearly a small bit different. Obviously Sunday, as we said a few times already, it's very, very kind of family and friends orientated. You're kind of stuck in a whirlwind of coming back down to them and getting to talk to them, because obviously we know how much like they put in every bit of effort that we put in. They put in just as much looking after us, and they have to deal with us when we're cranky and stuff like that. But I suppose Monday was wild enough. We were back in the village in there in Kilcreesh for a while. We got breakfast and few pints, and then back to Peter as well. Fergal Cunha was playing a few songs with Darren Farrell, and just the place was hopping, like everyone's in good form, and it's just probably words can't describe, I suppose, the feeling and buzz around the place.
Yeah,
Just got.
I definitely agree there, Fintan. It was hard to pick out one night, to be honest with you, or one day. You know, they were all great days, and just everyone in good form, and just a serious positivity around the place, you know. So to be hard to pinpoint one, you know, it was an unbelievable week.
Obviously, there every day takes on a life of its own. But to get back to this year as a whole, after last year and the Dunloy disappointment before you started out the county championship, Fintan, there was obviously a lot of talk about Loughrea this year, and a lot of people were tipping them to win the championship. Did that motivate you as players?
Not really, no. I don't think we'd never, like, obviously, given how poor we've been, say, in the All-Ireland series over the last few years, we didn't need any motivation from anywhere outside the group. Say, it's always inside the group, and I suppose we always try to focus on ourselves first, and and try to have yourselves right, because there's no point focusing on someone else and not performing yourself right, you know.
And how did you approach this year, James? Was it any different, or was it just the same as any other year?
I don't know. I think as a group, we'd be very much take one game as it comes. Every game, every year brings different challenges, you know. So, yeah, from the start of the year, everyone have different individual goals, I suppose, and team goals. But yeah, Kenneth and the lads, and very much us as players as well, we'll just take one game as it comes, and see what challenge that brings, and try to overcome that challenge, really, you know.
Do you think this year with James, I know David was out for the start of the championship and he came back obviously at the county final stage, but having very close to a fully fit squad, do you think that was a huge difference this year compared to previous years?
Yeah, sure, look at it. It's I suppose we're a rural club, so obviously we're everybody is needed, you know. But this year we had a hugely strong panel, you know. We had the guts of, I think it was 37 panel members there, you know. And I think over that 37, one as you said, David coming back into it. But outside of that, we didn't probably pick up too many injuries. Obviously, up until the last day, where David Sherry got injured, you know. So as a panel, we probably kept fairly injury free. So that helped us to train very well throughout the year, and keep the standards up and trend, you know. So yeah, like I suppose it was disappointing to lose lads other years, but these things happen, you know. It's sports; lads are going to get injured from time to time, but. I don't think we ever used it as an excuse, you know. Probably that was more nice from outside the camp. All those games that maybe we were missing, as it wasn't, we didn't see it as an excuse, you know. We just unfortunately didn't perform on those days. But thankfully, yeah, we were fairly injury free this year, and yeah, we went well.
The hunger and the consistency, Fintan, has just been unbelievable in Galway. But how have you kept hungry and consistent in Galway, do you think?
I suppose it's hard enough to give a straight answer to it, but just think, like, we don't see it as being hungry, or that, like, we wouldn't see it as a job or a need to stay hungry. We just love it, like, with the enjoyment going out training, and like whether it be like the hardest drills or the toughest sessions are nearly the sessions we enjoy the most, because like we nearly enjoy going to the well the whole time, and you're it's nearly like a nearly a getaway from life most of the time, you know, training there and stuff. It's you get to park what's going on in the real world, say, and just go with your friends and just have a bit of fun. And even going into every game, and even going in towards next year, like, lads are already nearly excited to get back and get training, and like, and just have the crack and have the bit of fun again, like.
This year, Fintan, your juniors bet it to the county semi-final. I think it was Montbellier's Kahana bet them. Did that help the group, do you think?
Yeah, I suppose we were probably only a point away from getting to the junior final. Kenny Murray missed a point coming towards the end that would have levelled it and brought it to extra time, say. But no, in fairness, like, I suppose the disappointing thing is that we're such a small community that losing lads from the junior has an awful impact. Like, we lose lads, if you lose two or three lads there, the juniors are often impacted. And in fairness, they're very good. They don't complain too much about it. Like, you know, they know it's for the greater good of the club, like.
You came through the group there, James, and then obviously you play Capitagal in that quarter final. Even that Capitagal game in the first half, Capitagal were giving you a real battle, and things weren't probably going too well in the opening half. But to stick in at that day in the second half, do you think that was a turning point?
Yeah, just like there's probably at times throughout the year where we found difficult patches in games, and that's the like the Galway Championship is it's seriously competitive. Like there's I think there's no game within the last 6 years that we've dominated really from start to finish, you know. And the Capitagal game in the quarterfinal was no different. Yeah, I think they probably should have been up maybe even a little bit more half time. Probably just made a few adjustments in maybe at half time, and just got on top of them then, I suppose, for periods in the second half, and maybe got a couple more scores on the board that just got the result going the right way in the finish.
Was David Burke nearly like a coach, lads, when he was injured?
Yeah, he
I'm
was pure
not
nine.
sure
Pure
what he was,
nine.
but I don't know where I'd listen to him. We make out we're listening to him.
But would he be taking sessions when he was out injured, or was it just really on the line on the match day?
Yeah, I suppose he was just on the line. He obviously was doing his own bit of running and stuff, but all he was doing was really was, he'd do water on the day of a match, right, and do hurdles. But no, he wouldn't be taking any sessions like that.
Like he'd obviously have a guiding voice there when he was out of action there. David as well as those now he likes to keep standards high, so he would have definitely been driving the standards from the line there. A hugely influential voice there when obviously he was out of injured.
Just after that Capitalia game, the Sarsfields game in the semi-final, he dominated that game really for large periods, but Fintan, Sarsfields came in that game in the last 10 minutes and they just threw everything at you, but he got over that one. Was that relief to get over it in the end, heading into a county final?
Yeah, I suppose every game you're that small bit relieved, like you're only the puck of a ball ever really from losing. Like, and I suppose with Gerald, in fairness, to thank that day, he pulled off three or four great saves there coming towards the end. But yeah, I suppose you've relief every day because, like as I said, you're only one game away from losing. You're only one puck of the ball away from losing in most games in Galway. Like, so yeah.
The Turlough game then in the county final, James, to complete the six in a row, is that up there with one of your best achievements, obviously, as a club?
Yeah, definitely. But again, as Fintan said, like there was nothing in that game. Went right down to the wire and put the ball in it again. I suppose we just maybe took our chances. Maybe that small a little bit better. But again, there was nothing in it. And yeah, I suppose it was a massive, massive achievement to get six in a row. But you don't really think like that. I suppose when you're in it, you just as Keane had said that week. He said. Play like it's nearly your first county final, So when you're in that situation, and we wouldn't have spoken, I suppose, about the six round, but looking back now, it was obviously a massive achievement for the club.
Cyril Farrell's been on the podcast numerous times, and he says after, I think it was the county final last year against Loughrea, they interviewed David Burke, and Cyril Farrell said to David Burke, "It must be a great achievement to do five in a row." David Burke said back to Cyril Farrell, "I want to do seven in a row. That's what the Peterswell team have done." Do you all think like that, Fintan?
I don't know. That'd just be David being a bit weird, like. But I don't know. I suppose it's probably a testament to him driving standards, and I suppose you have to be a small bit crazy like that, and try push for the next level. Like if you're only kind of happy to sit around and clap yourself on the back with what you've achieved so far, you're probably not going to push on and go to the next level. Like, and obviously, in fairness, if he's looking at it like that, maybe more lads should start looking at it like that when you look at what he's won, like, and achieved throughout his career.
Do you ever both think, like, if you're lucky, you won your first county title back in 12, and to see how many county titles the club has now, do you ever just both look at that, and is it tough to realise, and kind of when you see that, James, that you've won that amount, or are you not really surprised at all?
Oh geez, no, look, we're so lucky and we're so privileged to be in the situation that we're in. I know there's lads throughout this county that give their two hands for one county title, so we're hugely privileged. Do we realize it? Geez, we do, like we've worked hard for everything we've got, I suppose. It's not a thing where we take it for granted. We've worked savagely hard this year and down through the years to get where we are. But again, I suppose when you're in it, you just want to keep it going. There's no some of them lads when you get to know them, they go through you to win a game at 25. Don't mind win a county title. But yeah, when you're in it, you just want to. You just take it, as I say, game by game, and it's the next game that's the challenge and stuff like that. But yeah, like as I said, we're hugely privileged to be in the position that we're in.
We Kenneth on in part one of the show, and he talked about it was an aim since the start of the year to win an All Ireland. When was it initially there, Fintan, that we talked about that, and you were kind of getting a feeling that we can go all the way here?
I don't think we ever really spoke about it until obviously we got over Thurlock. It's something in the back of every lad's mind, obviously, that you want to win one, and especially say for the younger lads, myself and Keane and Damien and them kind of lads, we don't have our All Ireland, like, you know. So look, it's a name in the back of your mind, but obviously with the Gaelic Championship, you never mention that, or you don't let yourself think about that until it's actually a possibility.
Just then after Galway, you get to sit back and watch the Munster Championship. You get to see most of Ballygunner's games. But even after your success of winning the county title, was it nice to get a break like that, James?
Yeah, definitely. I suppose again, I suppose it gave the likes of David and we picked up a couple of niggles after the county final as well. That little bit of time to get 100% right, and I suppose Keane gave us a small little bit of time off after the county final, and I thought we prepped very well for the Ballygunner game. So yeah, I thought that time worked well for us, and in fairness to management, deserve huge credit there to use it very well and got a spot on.
Do you feel you were disrespected going into the Ballygunner game?
I wouldn't say disrespected is the right word. I suppose probably written off a small bit, but probably rightly so if you were to look at our history of All Ireland semi-finals down through the years. But obviously we're a proud club, and we wouldn't like it to be said that we'd be written off, we say like that, going into a match. But I suppose we wouldn't have used that as much as people probably would have thought of that we used it. Like, it was just any other game, and it was kind of a game where you just go in and work as hard as you can and get stuck in and just see what happens.
Did you like being written off though, heading into that, seeing what happened in previous against Dunlop?
Yeah, so to be honest with you, it wouldn't be much of a betting man. I'd leave that to James. But like, I you know, I wouldn't look into it. I wouldn't read into it too much. It was just another game to me, and it was just another. You know, you're just going to work again like any other day, and you're just trying to do your best, I suppose, for the team to get over the line.
How did you feel heading into that, James? Because if you looked at the game plan you did, you just absolutely worked your socks off. Like, there was videos going around where there's four or five Thomas's lads just hunting down the Ballygunner lads.
Yeah, well, I suppose we as I said in the preparation there, we put big emphasis on that. Because Ballygunner, obviously they are a serious outfit, and obviously if you didn't match them work rate wise, there was no point going down to Portlaoise, really, you know. So that was just the nature of it. And I suppose yeah, it was, but mainly from our point of view, just getting the performance and seeing where that brought us, really.
And on that game as a whole, is it the best game both of you've played in?
Yeah, definitely up there. I suppose there's funny old matches that you'd have, we say, fond memories of obviously where you played well, or but yeah, even I'd say the second half of the All Ireland is probably up there with as good of kind of feeling, or as good of a, I suppose it's different, like what lads would describe as a good game to spectators, and a good game to me be kind of two different things. Like, I'd rather a dog fight where you have to go to the well and try eke out a result, or things are going against you and you have to try pull it back, or you know, yeah, obviously, yeah. When you look back at some of the highlights and stuff, and some of the scores and say work rate, it's definitely up there, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be the same. Like, I think on that evening as a team, we should have been bet probably three times. You know, those at different stages, we looked out of it at just the character of the group, and even the last day in the All Ireland final, obviously different challenges again, and just the character of the group to pull through. You know, when there's a huge challenge, when there's a huge challenge facing us. You know, so yeah, the two days I think are definitely up there.
What were you both thinking during the penalty shootout?
Before I took the penalty or after I took the penalty?
Both.
Before I took it, I wasn't really nervous or panicked at all. In fairness, if
To be
you
honest,
want
I was just going over asking Kenneth, what's he letting Fintan take one as he was just striking it, and I was proven right, wasn't
to, I was looking around for James and he hiding him behind Kenneth. He was afraid to hit one. I
I?
don't know. I suppose, in fairness, if you listen to Joel Kelly ever, if you ever have the luck of playing in front of him, he's a confident guy, and he said he was nearly excited that the game went to penalties because he was just looking forward to it. And even Connor, we were kind of walking out, and was nearly a smile on his face, like he was just pure enjoying the moment. And I suppose when it comes to that, you just pick your spot and you just hope that it goes in. And obviously, unlucky enough, O'Keefe saved my one, but you still have full faith in the lads that are coming after you or in Jordan goals, like they were going to get over the line.
Yeah, I suppose I would have been confident enough looking over at the lads. It was easy enough to look over them, but if there's the five lads that we had taken them, like they're all excellent strikers, and even in fairness to Fintan, he's won very, very well. Only it was an excellent save, you know. So I think that the penalties were taken very well, and thankfully, if you look at it, it's probably a bit of a lottery when it goes to that, but thankfully it went our way.
It showed the character of your panel that day when Evan Duggan, who only came on that day, to slot away the penalty like he did to get you through to the All-Ireland final.
Yeah, it was like our lads know they have their roles, and lads know that only 15 lads can start. Like, but look, no matter what day you go out, like only 15 can play, and it's a good thing. Obviously, it's a hard enough thing for managers to manage of keeping lads kind of interested when they're not starting. But like, I'd be confident the last day that you could have brought on 10 subs in either game. You could have brought any of, say, 10 or 11 subs on there for us, and they wouldn't have dropped standard, or they wouldn't have, you know, you wouldn't have noticed that they weren't a first 15 starter. Like even in the All Ireland final, it was Jamie and McLean and Bernard that set up in as point. Like, you know, it's small things like that doesn't go unnoticed in the group. Like,
James, did you find it difficult as a group to come down from a high? Like, because there's such relief of getting to the final. Was that a challenge at all heading into the final?
I know. Again, I suppose the time helped there in relation to that. And again, huge credit, I suppose, to the management team. But I suppose as a group of players as well, we probably, if it was coming into Christmas, I suppose, and we took maybe a week or two for the nature of the game, going to extra time and going to penalties and stuff like that, and the excitement around that, and to come down from that. But with a nice lead time into the final again to reset and refocus, because obviously that was only a semi-final. There wasn't any cup won at the end of that. So yeah, again the lads used that time very well to get ready for that.
Was there much done then between Christmas, lads?
Yeah, I suppose there's like obviously lads are smart enough and kind of around the block long enough now to know. Like, I know Robbie Lane and HPU there had the gym home for Christmas Eve, and there was a few lads, Kenny Murray and Sean Fallon, and these boys were in Christmas morning, you know, doing the weight sessions and getting the running sessions done. Like, so like it's bits and pieces like that probably lads are doing on the side that you know no one is taking notice of, but we all you know, we all understand the work that's going in, say, from the lads that aren't playing the games as well as the lads that are playing the games.
Then going into the final, James, you have that All-Ireland medal. Did you feel pressure or nervousness going into the game? Because obviously you're looking to add your second All-Ireland going into that final, but how are you feeling heading into it?
Yeah, look at, I suppose if you weren't nervous going into an All-Ireland final, there'd be something wrong, you know. Which was a good nervousness. Like, I knew we had the work done. We prepared very well, but so we're just looking again for performance and to see where that brought us. Yeah, and thankfully went the right way for a finish.
And how are you feeling heading into Fintan?
Yeah, I suppose probably up there, probably one of the most nervous. I wouldn't say nervous, I'd say more anticipating kind of the final, I suppose. It was a long week heading into it, and you're kind of waiting around, and obviously we'd been there before, but we probably felt like we had a good chance at it if we showed up and performed. And you're probably trying not to let your mind wander too far into the future, but trying to enjoy the week at the same time, because like we're smart enough, we know that these times won't last forever and they might never come around again. So it's probably finding that balance between enjoying the week with your friends and family, but remembering that you've a job to do as well.
So much happened in that game, but you mentioned someone there, Fintan, in the middle of the podcast, Gerard Kelly. He gets that free, but he talks about, I've heard him talk in an interview, he was reminding a few O'Loughlin lads that he got the free over and some of them hadn't scored. But what kind of a character is he?
Gerald, in fairness, like Gerald has a lot of work done. He probably came in like we There was a time there we'd four county finals and four different goalkeepers, like, and he came in at the back of that. And in fairness, he steadied the ship. Like, he's an awful lot of work done, both on the field and off the field. And like, he's improved. He's probably one of the best goalies in the country now at the moment. Like, and look, he's a confident lad. He's not afraid to tell umpires, tell refs, and tell other players his opinion. Like, and it's no harm in fairness either. It just shows how much he cares. And he's the sort of guy that he doesn't care what anyone thinks of him as long as St. Thomas's are winning. And it's probably a big part in why he's gotten to the level he's got to.
His distribution as well, James, has been huge throughout all of the championship three.
Yeah, savage. Yeah, as Fintan said, like, Joel works so hard on his game. He's the first there to train. He's the last to leave, and again, he'd be pushing standards. And from a forward's point of view, like, he's very good in terms of hookouts and you know where you have to run and where he's going to put the ball and stuff like that. Yeah, so he's been excellent for the last couple of years for us.
Into the All-Ireland series, James, you found yourself in the forwards. You would have played there previously, but did you find that a big adjustment considering you'd played a lot of your hurling in midfield?
Not really. I suppose I suppose a bit of time helped with that as well between the games. We'd good banks of training between both. So yeah, so again, I suppose it's about the team and where the lads think that you can help the team most from. So yeah, it was a different role, but probably one I enjoyed really, and didn't have to do as much tracking back trying to cover fences and stuff like that. So that was good.
Fintan, you were a busy man in that opening half, and I have to ask you, which I'm sure countless people have asked you, but was it a goal?
Sure, I don't know, to be honest with you. The videos probably would say it was, like, but I probably nearly had the worst view of it all, and I got more the most abuse online about it. But no, I don't know, to be honest, is the honest answer. I as I said before, I stopped the ball in my legs and I slid back into the goals, and I was kind of lying down nearly trying to keep the ball out, so I couldn't see. I could just about see the ball, that's mind the line, like. But I don't know, look, it was probably a tight enough call in fairness, and luckily enough for us on the day, we got away with it, like, you know.
What were you thinking during that period when it actually is happening? Do you realize that it's happening, or is it just get the ball away as quick as possible?
Yeah, it's probably get the ball out of there as quick, because in your head you don't think it's a goal. Obviously, you're trying to stop it with every ounce you have in you. And I suppose I got up and just let the ball get rid of the ball as quick as I could, and I just turned around and looked at the umpires, and they were happy enough, so I wasn't going to make any big deal about it.
Did you get much of a reaction since the All-Ireland about that situation?
Obviously, there's a good few abusive messages on Facebook and comments on Facebook and stuff, but I really try not to read them too much. I said before, opinions are like arseholes, everyone has one, like, you know. But I don't know, look, it's part and parcel of it now. You just kind of get on with it. Most of it is in good natured. Lads are genuinely asking you know, when you meet them at work or meet them on the street, lads are just asking you what you genuinely thought, like. But I don't know, we'll get over it.
What were you thinking looking on at that, James?
To be honest, I didn't see it being up the other side of the field, and I didn't realize it obviously till after the game. The bit of motion about it. Yeah, so look at I suppose we wouldn't have known as players being out on the pitch.
In that first half, you were creating chances, but you left a couple of chances behind you. What was the feeling at half time? It was obviously huge to get those 2 points before half time, to only go in 2 points trailing at half time 10-8. But what was the feeling in the dressing room like at half time between players and management?
I
Let's
suppose we sorry, do you want to go in there, Fintan?
No, go on. We're talking about your shooting.
I was there to
Yeah.
view the no, look, I suppose we weren't as sharp as we'd like to be in that first half. I know we'd probably left a couple of opportunities behind us, but yeah, we probably just weren't as aggressive maybe as we would have liked. Now the wind was fairly strong in fairness in the first half, so we're probably happy enough to go in at half time just 2 points down, and yeah, just maybe get ourselves together at half time, and that's, I suppose that's what we did, and took the second half in as it was.
Pretty much the same feeling, I presume, for you, Fenton.
Yeah, I suppose it was get Regan to stop shooting off the left and keep him on the right, but I don't know, it's just it was just tightening things up, I suppose, a small bit, and they were kind of, we were screwing ourselves, we were kind of as a back unit, we were driving the ball long to the forwards, and they kind of had an extra body, and they were coming back down the field as quick. So it's just kind of go back to basics.
I didn't want to blame you there now, but I didn't want to throw you under the bus there. I just
But no, just about to try to work the ball out from the back and try give the ball to the lad in the better position, and just kind of probably cut out that small bit of panic that had crept into our game. Like,
with that in the opening half, Fintan, your American Luke Hogan, he was obviously a lot different to a lot of forwards you've marked. He obviously liked to get the ball and play that cross-field ball then once he got it. He was a tricky customer in that opening half to America, I'd say.
yeah, I suppose it was probably a different, something different than most teams that played against us. I was on my own inside in the small square, and everyone else was kind of gone out. And yeah, I suppose there was a lot of space. There was a good bit of running, and I didn't have the luxury of James tracking back, minding them pockets of space like I normally would in Kenny Park and Fair Stadium. But no, yeah, he was more of a distributor of ball than a shooter. But I suppose it was up to other lads, kind of. I was trying to just keep him outside me, and other lads were just trying to track the runners and hope that we could break down kind of the second phase of ball instead of the first phase.
On that, James, I have to ask, after halftime you come out, things are going well, you make that challenge, and for a lot of people they're still trying to figure out how that was the right card, and O'Loughlin's obviously avoided two reds then in the first half. As you make the challenge, what are you thinking?
And I suppose as I make the challenge, I actually got a chance to watch it back the weekend there, and I kind of reacted, but I was more reacting because there was actually a good chance on for us for a score, but they obviously got a turnover, and maybe Sean read into my reaction a small little bit as well. Maybe it was an overreaction on my behalf, but as I said, I was reacting about the play breaking down more so than anything else. But then when I realised he was calling me over, I suppose. And I said to myself, Jesus, what's going on here? Am I in trouble or what? So yeah, it was a bit of a shock to the system. All right,
Was it a red card in your view?
yeah. I look at it, I suppose from his angle, he might have seen something different. But no, I don't think there was a huge amount of contact there. In fairness to O'Loughlin's player as well. He was probably looking for a free. He didn't realize maybe the outcome of it as well. So no, I look at I think I've given worse tackles than that and gotten away with it. But look at that was in fairness, refs have a tough job. He's a split second to make a decision, and that was his call on the day.
Was it uncomfortable for you watching on then?
Oh, you should look at, I suppose, straight away you're like, geez, what am I have to doing here after giving the putting the lads in an awful awkward position? You know, that's the first thought that comes into your head is you've let your teammates down. But yeah, look at as I said for the last week, you know, the performance they put in then for the last 20-25 minutes was unbelievable, you know. But yeah, look at as I said, it was hugely disappointing when it firstly happened. Actually didn't I think I don't I didn't watch the match for a good 5 or 10 minutes after, and so David Sherry that came over to me on the line then and kind of got me going for a finish, and I think I was the loudest supporter in St. Thomas's for a finish. Yeah, so it was a roller coaster ride, really.
Was there much slagging the few days after? Obviously, you have the All-Ireland, but was there much slagging among you after, I suppose, that incident?
Oh, I don't think I'll ever live it down, to be honest with you. I don't think I'll ever live it down. There was lads holding cards up over my head for the last week and this sort of crack. So no, I don't think I'll ever live that one down. But
What are you thinking after that happens? You're already in a battle, Fintan, and then you're reduced a man.
yeah, I suppose, to be honest with you, I'd be of the opinion that it was nearly a good thing that it happened to us, because it kind of woke us up and gave us, not that we needed another purpose, but another purpose to go and get this, that we were kind of written off. And you could feel that around the stadium. You could nearly feel the panic from supporters and even the Ballyhea or the O'Loughlin's boys were getting excited. You know, they could nearly, they could sense that something was on here. But we've been in that situation, you know, many a time. We've been either down 14 or we've been under the cosh, like, and it's just, we didn't panic. We probably enjoyed that old dog fight, like, you know, it's backs to the wall thing, kind of stand up or, you know, and like it probably was the best bit of hurling we've done in a good while, like in regards to dogging it out and work rate from the forwards, like.
Just on that word, dogging it out, because I've heard you reference it a few times. What is it that you have this experience that you're just able to dog out countless games?
Yeah, I don't, there's no magic recipe or there's no magic formula. It's just sheer honest hard work rate, and just you're not tired, like you're never tired, even when you think you're tired, you're not. Just, you know, it's we say, like, Brendan Uniacke there would have done a good bit of psychology with us down kind of this year. He kind of came into the group and stuff, and he would have, you know, he would have spoke about never been tired, and, you know, always finding that last kind of 5% to push on and really drive on to the next level, like. So, you know, coming towards the end of the game there, you think you're getting tired or you think it's kind of slipping away from you. Just, it's not. Don't panic and just, you know, stay playing the game till the final whistle is gone.
You go three up in that second half, then they get it back level. You're watching on from the sideline at that stage, James. Damien McGlynn gets the ball. He looks like he's going to be bottled. He gets it out to Aina, and Aina just pulls off a remarkable score. But was that uncomfortable, or what are you thinking then?
Oh, yeah, look, as I said, I was the worst supporter from St. Thomas's at that stage. It was just unbelievable, wasn't it? It was a magical score. Like, it's probably up to one of the best points ever scored in Croke Park, is it? Just a magical score. And I don't think I ever ran as fast in the first half, straight away after the final whistle went, as I got in as quick as I could, you know, just to say thanks for digging me out of that hole, you know. It was just an unbelievable score, you know. But Aina, just he's capable of that. He and he has been for 3 years, you know. You see him doing it there Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday evenings, all back in the pitch when we were training, you know. So that's in his locker, and just to do it at that moment was unbelievable.
Mark Bergen then gets the free fitted, and you're obviously close enough when it lands in. What's going through your head?
Yeah, it's hard to kind of hold your emotions when it's the last three, but he's probably a good bit out, so we were kind of nearly worried about it dropping into the square. Obviously, we've had heartbreak with last minute goals, so that wasn't going to happen again. But they won the free, and Sean Stack came in, and before he hit it, I just said to Sean Stack, I said, "How long is that?" Or I said, "Is this the last play?" And he didn't really answer me, and I was getting a small bit tick. But then I seen it was kind of veering wide, and Gerald Kelly wasn't shy in letting us know that it was going wide. And I suppose it's just a second or two passed, and I looked at Sean Stack again, and I let her roar. I said, "Is this the last play?" And he just made eye contact, and he blew the final whistle. And she just scenes of elation, like, you know, it's just madness, really.
How do you describe that feeling, lads, when you've realised that you've claimed the Tommy Moore Cup?
I don't think there is words. I've been asked that obviously a few times as well this week, and I don't think that you can actually put it into words, the feeling of obviously relief and just joy, and just like there's so many emotions coming out. Like, there was we were back in Yates Lodge in Peterswell on the Monday, and at different times different lads were nearly crying, like just the emotion and just the pure happiness, and just, I don't know, it's just you nearly get goosebumps thinking back about it. Just like probably trying for so long and just dreaming of that since you were so young, that for it to finally actually come into to come through is just you can't describe it, like.
James, we only had Kenneth on in part one, and he was saying you nearly need to appreciate this when you're on the pitch, because it doesn't happen every year. You're obviously well aware of that, but you want to appreciate it. And then Bridget and Glenn are trying to make their way onto the pitch straight after for the football, but you want to basically appreciate that and just soak it all in.
Yeah, definitely. There's a few of us there trying for 10 years to get back to that again, you know. And I think I would have said it to a few of the younger lads, I suppose, to appreciate it, you know. And I think everyone in the group knows, like, the work that we put in this year and down through the years to get back there, you know. So But as Fintan said, like there's no words that can describe it really. It's special times, and thankful enough I had my little girl there and a little man, and got them out on the pitch for a while as well, and just moments and memories that you'll cherish forever, and that we'll remember forever.
Looking back on it a week after he won it, what's the one memory for both of you that stands out?
Yeah, I suppose probably it's hard enough to put your finger on one, but I suppose if coming back into the clubhouse and being up on the stage there with looking out, the hall was wedged, and everyone is just so happy, and just you're like, obviously people have struggles outside of hurling and stuff, and you're just kind of hoping, looking down at them, that they're happy, that you take their mind off whatever struggles they're going through, or whatever bit of bad luck they're having at the moment. You just see joy and elation in a lot of their faces, and it just makes it all worthwhile, really.
What do you
Go on, Paul. You're well to it.
just no, I was just going to say, what do you put this finally getting over the line? If you're to put it down to one thing, what is it?
Jesus, you're after putting us on the spot there, now, Paul.
I suppose it's coming for a while. Like, obviously, you don't get all is what you deserve. Like, but I suppose we've been a long time working at this, and trying our hardest for this. And I suppose the lads that came in this year, obviously Robbie with the strength and conditioning brought to the next level, and obviously Brendan with the psychology and stuff. Like, it just probably brought us to a level where we hadn't kind of gone before. Like, and it probably, like, it's all them kind of 1% that add up to make it fucking get you over the line, sir.
And it's probably it's accumulation of stuff, really, Paul. I'd say it's obviously everyone pushing in the one direction. Like, in fairness, and Fintan probably agree with this as well. Like, there's no real egos within the group. Like, it is every lad is aware of what they have to do, and the standards that they have to meet within the group. And, like, even from, I think, from the first time we won a county title to now, I don't think it has changed any one of the lads, or as I said, there's no egos within the group. And look, you need a little bit of luck along the way as well. It's in terms of lads not getting injured, having everyone fit and stuff like that, and just small little things within games. And again, like, a lot of those games could have gone the other way. So we're very privileged, and yeah, so again, it's probably not just down to one thing. It's probably down to accumulation of a lot of stuff.
There's probably still a bit of uncertainty whether Kenneth's going to stay on, but I presume you want him to. But he obviously now has the Galway minor job to go into. But what has he brought to the table?
Sure, like, in fairness, a lot of us, obviously James hurled with him for a few more years than I did, but suppose we've seen Kenneth as a hurler, and then Kenneth as a manager, and he gets our respect straight away when you've seen what he's done. Like, many a hole he's dug us out of, and in fairness, before me and James were hurling, he was keeping us up senior year after year. Like, he was that good of a hurler. So, like, his attention to detail, I suppose, him and Cathal, Brendan, all the lads that are there, like, just even Mike Geraghty on the stats, like, it's just he's probably attention to detail, and his ability to bring the right members of management in with him at the right times. And he just loves hurling. He just knows hurling so well that you just whatever he tells you to do, you just do it.
Yeah, like I just exactly what Fintan said. Like, I suppose Kenneth came in at a time when no one really wanted us, and everyone thought we were probably on the downward spiral after winning three in a row. And, like, the job he's done since he's come in, he's been unbelievable. Obviously, four young kids at home as well, and like, the commitment he's given us has been unbelievable. And like, he owes St. Thomas nothing, and we owe him everything, really, to be honest with you, after what he's after bringing us these last couple of years.
Is there a bit of convincing, a bit of phone calls now this week to get him to stay on?
I think if all the lads that he had working for him, if they work extra hard, maybe for the next 2 or 3 months, he might stop in as well, but you wouldn't know.
No chance of that anyway.
Yeah.
Just on that, Fintan, I think it's nine people that are obviously involved with St. Thomas Senior Hurlers that are working for Colin Burke Electrical. What's that like to be playing with all of them and then working with them?
Yeah, I suppose it nearly you nearly have a closer bond with them if it's possible than you would with other lads. Obviously, you're those lads there. You're spending 24 hours a day, which you're going to work at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning, and then you go home, change your clothes, and you're going training with them then for 3 or 4 hours. Like it's you nearly know what they're thinking more than what you're thinking yourself. Like, but I don't know. It's great. Like it's you know when you're get stuck in a rut at work or whatever. Like there's always a lad there that'll help you out. They won't leave you hanging. Like you know.
And how do you find working as an electrician and balancing playing Ireland?
It's grand, I suppose. It's trying to find the time to get it all done. It's probably the hardest part. But look, you're privileged to be in the position to be able to do both. And there's many a people or person out there like that only wishes they could get up in the morning and go to work, not to mind play hurling. Like so, you just get on with it. Like you know, there's no point complaining. No one's going to listen to you anyway. So just get on with it.
Just on this. You won't be thinking about 2024 yet. Obviously, you're still going to soak this in for another few weeks. But when all these players, James, you've four players involved with the Galway Inter-County Senior Hurlers, when they're not with you, what's that dynamic like?
I suppose that just goes back to what we were saying around like the panel the last couple of years has been unbelievable, you know. Like as I said, we had a panel there, I think, of 37 this year, and like very seldom lads be missing training and stuff like that. So yeah, the standards are kept up throughout the year, and I suppose when the couple of lads come back, it gives us again a huge boost in terms of driving standards again. But yeah, I think as a group we're an excellent group to train and to keep standards high, you know. So yeah, I don't think it affects us too much in terms of lads going away doing representing the county and stuff like that and coming back into the group there.
Conor Glass, Ethan Doherty, and Ciarán McFaul from Glen were back in with Derry on the Wednesday. What were you thinking Saturday when you seen them, Fintan? Were you thinking you were going to get a call about a Walsh Cup final at any stage?
Yeah, what was your excuse, Vinton? What was your excuse?
I was turning the phone off. I don't know, in fairness. Yeah, you should look at each to their own, in fairness. The boys obviously wanted to go back in, and they were obviously asked back in. And look at it, personally, I suppose, to be hard enough kind of to come down from that high and get yourself right again.
The bit of
We're
dancing you
asking.
did Saturday night, anyway, you seemed fit and healthy.
I was raving to go. I was hoping Jeff would call me that hour at 3 o'clock Saturday night. I don't know. Look, at each to their own. I suppose, in fairness, they had a bit of a break is no harm. You'd join your kind of 6 years on the go there with kind of only getting a week off. You'd be kind of getting a small bit sick of it. But look, the week is fine. Refresh yourself and go again.
How are you feeling now being back in with Galway now? You're back since Tuesday, obviously.
Yeah, I suppose it's no harm to get back. You'd be blowing the first session, all right? But I'd be well used to blowing. But I don't know. It's grand. It's no harm to get in and kind of get the head right again and get back into the headspace and just drive on and hopefully this year now we can go all the way.
Just on last year, you started most of the games, but you came on in that game, obviously, against Limerick. Is there a hunger and eagerness there for you now to get back into the team?
Oh yeah, obviously there always is, and you always want to be starting. And last year I probably had one of my poor years. I probably wasn't. I don't know, niggle in my hamstring for a while and didn't come back as fit as I probably could have. And just an accumulation of small things, probably wasn't hurling well and stuff. But look, every day you go out, you try your hardest, and nobody purposely plays bad. And sure, you're always going to have that drive to represent, obviously, the club and your family. Like, so fingers crossed, you wouldn't know.
Was it a frustrating year last year for going for yourself?
Sure, any year you're not starting or you know that your form isn't great, it's frustrating because you're nearly working harder than you would be if you were hurling well and you're putting in the extras and it's maybe not working for you. But in fairness, say the club lads that are on the panel and even the club lads at home, like say lads that have gone through it and stuff would be they wouldn't be shy in, you know, telling you to relax and just, you know, it'll come around again, like not to be panicking.
Just on that, James, for yourself, watching the lads playing with Galway, there can be criticism about different players at different stages, but how do you feel when, say, one or two of, say, the Thomas's lads might be getting criticised watching on?
Yeah, again, look at it. I suppose it's I won't say what Fintan said earlier on, but I'd have the same opinion as same in terms of opinions. You can't everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but look, you know the character of every lad at that level. You know they wouldn't be there if they didn't have a massive character. You know, so yeah, I wouldn't be reading too much into it. But as I said, character always shines through. So. Again, lads are going to go up and down in terms of how they're hurling, how they're playing and stuff like that. So yeah, talent allows come back to the top.
And what's the goal, Vinton, for you with Galway this year, personally?
I suppose personally, I think everyone has the same goal as win a Leinster or win an All Ireland. Like, and if you're not on that wavelength, like, there's probably no point getting up in the morning, doing the gym sessions or going to training for 4 or 5 hours in the evening. Like, you know, so. Yeah, I think the goal obviously within the group and both personally is that Leinster and All Ireland medals.
Is it a break now, then, James, free for a while as club players?
Yeah, I think so. Probably just take a break there for a couple of weeks, and I don't know what the date is in terms of the league this year, or I suppose obviously Championship game will be the back end of the year then again. So yeah, I suppose just take a couple of weeks off, and as I said, enjoy this achievement, and get ready then again for the year coming.
Great stuff, lads. Well, thanks a million for coming on this week's podcast, and congratulations again on a fantastic achievement.
Oh, well, thank you.